We're all familiar with the phrase, what would Jesus do? It's a question many people ask themselves on a daily basis, hoping that the answer will help them make the right decision at the right time. But I'd like to ask you something a little different. What would God not do? It's a question you don't hear very often, but I think it's an interesting way for us to think about some of the eternal truths that make up God's character. In the book of Deuteronomy, we see that God cannot abandon us. He is faithful to see His work in us through to the end. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I know that in times of trial and tribulation, it can sometimes seem like God is far away. But that's not the truth. God has promised to never forsake us. In the Psalms, we see that God cannot break His covenant with His beloved people. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. A covenant is an agreement between two parties. In the case of God's covenant with His people, God makes a unilateral promise to be their God for them and to be His people. But unlike a contract that can be breached and torn up if either party steps out of line, God's covenant with us is based on His eternal nature of love and mercy. He will never go back on His promise. He is truly a God of His word. One last thing God will never do. He'll never stop loving you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Our triune God's love and kindness are unfailing. His covenant of mercy is unending, and He has promised to never forsake us. I'm glad I was reminded of these eternal truths. They're ones I like to live by each and every day. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.